You were saying about Fletcher, that he let you go on.
Yeah, he just, any time that we felt like we needed to go on an interview or anything, he was, go on. And that's all we had to do was say, we got.
Did you have any luck
I
early
had,
on?
Yeah, early on, no, not a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think things were a little down in this area anyway at that time. So, what I did get didn't pay but $5 an hour or $5.50 an hour. And I just couldn't afford to take that much of a cut.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I could get something better if I just kept on. So.
Do you remember the places that you were applying at?
Mm-hmm. Some of them. We went to quite a few.
What kind of places were they?
Basically the same type of clerical
mm-hmm.
work that I was doing. I tried at first to get assistant purchasing, and there was nothing out there. Or they wanted someone with more experience, or someone who did more in the purchasing area. I tried data entry, but that pay was way too low because I did have an interest in the computer.
Mm-hmm.
They just, everything I looked at just didn't pay enough to make it worth my while to change. So I decided to go back to school.
What area were you looking in around? What towns?
I went as far as Greensboro on one interview. Went to Durham.
Mm-hmm.
So I was willing to travel if I had to. But it's just like nothing paid that way.
Mm-hmm. And so you went back to school?
Mm-hmm. I left on the 3rd of February, and I think ACC's spring quarter started on the 4th, and I was out of doing anything for one day, and I said, I can't handle this.
Uh-huh.
So I went on back to school.
And did you like that?
Yeah. Well, I worked with school. I worked in the business chair office part-time. And then I went into the computer lab and worked until I got my degree. So all the experience helped.
How long did that take then?
2 years.
Did Hickory pay for any of your
They said
schooling?
They paid for one quarter, but I'm not too sure that they paid for one quarter. Because it seems like to me the Employment Security Commission picked up all my quarters.
All of them, huh? That was one thing that Hickory was at least saying whenever the plant was closing that they were going to.
There was a few of us that took the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And I know of one other guy that the two of us graduated at the same time, got our degree at the same time. And from what I understand, he had a good bite at a job, too, when he left.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've heard of a lot of improvements in situations since. So, good comes out of everything.
And that's the way you look at it?
That's the way I look at it. There's always something good come out of everything. There's a reason for it. Might not see it right then, but there mm-hmm. is.
What sort of work are you doing now?
I am assistant data processing assistant at TexFi Kingstree.
TexFi?
TexFi.
I see. And how do you like that?
I like it. I haven't been there but a little over a month now, so uh-huh. I'm still learning my job. And I'm making more money, so that makes a big difference and better benefits.
Is it closer?
Mm-hmm. I can get out of my bed at 6:45 and be at work at 8:00.
Oh, wow.
So that makes big difference, too, even though White wasn't that far away either.
Uh-huh. What was Hickory's benefits like?
They had pretty good benefits.
Mm-hmm.
As far as vacation time and holidays, they had good benefits, but their insurance was nothing more than any of the others. From what I understand, they've changed since they're at corporate AMP, you know, since White closed down.
Mm-hmm.
They've done quite a bit of refiguring on their benefits, but, you know, there was a lot of room for improvement, but it was okay.
Did you all get a paid vacation?
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
How long?
After a year, 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
You know, so that wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm. But how else does the new job compare to working at Hickory?
How does it compare?
Uh-huh.
Everything's different.
Is it?
Yeah. I guess you could say basically, you know, everything's different.
Uh-huh.
I can't see any comparison.
Oh, you sound like you like your new job maybe better.
I probably will after I learn
uh-huh.
it, because basically this is, even before I came to White, this is what I wanted to do, but because of reasons beyond my control, well, I couldn't do it at the time, so.
Do you still see any of the other women who worked in the office?
The only woman that I see is Sue, and that's because she's my aunt. And, no. I still keep in touch with Don McCall and Bill Oxley.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. You know, there's a couple that stop by my house once in a while to see how I'm doing. And when I worked at the car shop in Mebane, and there was a few that would ride through to check and see how I was doing, that I enjoyed seeing.
Mm-hmm. This was after the mm-hmm. plant closed the car shop?
Yeah.
What sort of place is that?
It's a drive-through.
Is it a car wash?
No. Convenience store.
Oh, okay.
Drive-through convenience store. So I had quite a few of them come in there.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, Bill and Don are the two that I keep in touch with.
Did you have any other relatives who worked at
Mm-mm.
White's? Just your aunt, huh?
Yeah.
A lot of people from, are there people from Hall River who also worked there?
There was a few out in the plant. There's one little guy that he doesn't live too far away from me. Every time I run into him at the grocery store, he said, "I saw that such and such was over at your house," or something uh-huh. like that, but I can never remember his name. I am good with faces. I'm horrible with names.
Uh-huh. Do you remember any other people like that?
Like what? Like
people who just stick out in your mind who you might have met in the plant or...
Yeah, it's
things
quite
that they
a
said
few.
To you.
There was a lot of nuts out there.
What do you mean by that?
It's just, you know, that were just, they like to have a good time. They mm-hmm. were always cutting up, or they always had a smile on their face. You knew they enjoyed what they were doing. And then there was the ones that didn't do anything but gripe all the time, and you wondered, if you don't like it, why don't you just go on? But then some of those were the ones that had been there for years and years and years, and they saw all the changes.
Mm-hmm. They would gripe to you when you would walk through, you would stop then?
Or they'd come in the office and sit there and say, "This is not the way Mr. White would have done things. I remember years ago," you know.
Do you think that the office, was the office group as tight as, it sounds like you thought that the people out in the plant, like had some sort of, they were closer, had some sort of camaraderie?
I don't know if they did any more outside the plant than we did.
Mm-hmm.
I know the supervisors would get together after work occasionally, but as far as people out in the plant, I don't know if they did any more socializing than the office did.
Mm-hmm. But did you have characters like that in the office? Somebody who would like tell jokes or play pranks?
They said that Fletcher was like that until Hickory. And see, I was not there, but I heard that Fletcher would take wheels off of the casters off of the chairs or, you know, just nail the drawers shut or something like that is what I heard, but he was not like that when I came there. He was still very easygoing, but he wasn't the prankster.
Uh-huh.
If he did anything, it was probably to John Richards or Robert Riley.
Uh-huh.
Or somebody like that out in the plant.
Are there things that you miss about working at White's?
Other than the people, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't think so. Like I said, I might be the wrong person to be talking about this, because like I said, you know, when I come in, I had so much going on outside in my private life that it might have made me react in the way that I did. You know, it might see things a little bit different.
You mean react to the closing differently?
Yeah, react to the closing and the people, the office staff, that might be. You know, everybody was friendly, but like I said, I didn't feel like I fit in.
Ever?
Quite as much. No. Ever, you know, once in a while. And after Ellen came there, it was a little more, it was better for me.
Mm-hmm.
But you basically did your job, you went home.
Was Ellen about your age?
Mm-hmm.
So.
She was a little bit younger than I am.
And what's she like?
Very quiet. She's, she likes to talk a lot. she was very businesslike too. She knew her job. She was very thorough with her job. She was very good at her job. She really was.
And why is it that you two became?
Well, we had kids friends about the same age.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept in touch for a while after the plant shut down, but, you know, people kind of grow apart too, so I just haven't had a chance to talk to her and vice versa. So.
Those are pretty much all the questions that I wanted to ask. I was going to ask you how you thought the plant closing affected Mebane or the workers who were employed there at White's. If you had any response to either of those two.
I think it hit them really hard.
Mm-hmm.
I think it hit Mebane hard. You know, I mean, White, you think of as a historical landmark, basically. And White had the reputation of making fine furniture, and it just seemed like, I know a lot of the guys out in the plant felt like we were using, that Hickory was using inferior quality parts compared to what Mr. White did also.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. White wasn't scared of spending the money for a good quality versus Hickory said, cheaper is better, faster mm-hmm. is better. And Mr. White wasn't like that. Quality came first, I think. So it hit hard.
Did you see or did you know of pieces coming back, being sent back in, pieces of furniture that were customers didn't want because?
Yeah, we had some returns, but I didn't have to deal with them, you know, so I didn't see a whole lot. You know, and you're always going to, no matter how good the quality is, you're always going to have some. Mm-hmm. And you're always going to have complaints. But I think probably they had more. Or at least that's the impression I got.
Would you take your lunch, or would you buy your lunch downtown in Mebane, or?
Mm-mm. I'd usually ride home or something,
oh,
you
really?
Know, because I wouldn't be 10, 15 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
Or run errands,
because mm-hmm.
you always have errands to do when you have kids. Don't you?
Well, now those are all of my questions. But I wanted to ask you if you wanted to say anything that you didn't get an opportunity to say, since this will be recorded here forever.
Forever.
Uh-huh.
That sounds old.
No, I just think I do miss the people out in the plant.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. And I think that's I hope that everyone improved their standing, or their maybe they have a little less anxiety now. I hope that everyone has come out for the better instead of it making a bad impression for them. I would like to hear what happened to some of them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it.
I was going to ask you, did you go over to the opening over in
Mebane? I didn't get a chance to. I think I had started out one time to go and had got called back for something else,
mm-hmm.
so I didn't get a chance. I think Don told me that he did. I'm
yeah.
pretty sure he did.
Were you pretty close friends with Don?
Mm-hmm. Still am. Yeah, even though he lives in the mountains, we kind of keep in touch.
Mm-hmm.
He comes down here occasionally, and we keep in touch.
Well, I appreciate you taking time out of on a hectic Saturday afternoon
yeah,
and coming and doing
errands.
This interview. Well, thank you.